Open Windows, December the 26th. The totality of divine requirement. Each person must be careful how he builds. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 10. In other words, that which is of supreme importance is not Christian doctrine, mentally appraised and apprehended, but a living and clear spiritual apprehension of Christ. That is the work. What are you building? Are you, through a living, clear, inward, experimental relationship with the Lord Jesus, building a structure which comes out of that inward spiritual knowledge? Is it by that you are growing? Or are you growing by things said and mentally judged, appraised, dissected, accepted and assented to? What is the nature of the building, the work in which we are engaged, to which this phrase, each man's work, applies, is the building of Christ livingly into the very substance of our being, into the very fabric of our lives? Or it is not a question of getting to know a great deal about Christianity. Let us note that. The heart of the whole matter is the difference between the philosophy of Christianity, of Christian doctrine, and the spiritual knowledge of Christ. The Lord would teach us, and this is the lesson that my heart is bent upon learning, and that I would urge upon you to make your quest also, that the ground of assurance is in not having decided for Christ, nor that we persist in the Christian life, nor that we feel strong, nor that we have a certain ability as Christians and are able to do this or that. It is not the measure of our activity in the work of the Lord, nor any one of these things which constitutes our Christian life. These are simply the outworkings. The thing which constitutes us is that Christ is the foundation, and we are inseparably linked with him by faith. Everything else can be suspended as a secondary consideration until that is settled. It is as though God, if we may put it this way to try and simplify the truth, had given us his Son and said to us, "In him you have everything, and the first thing is not what you are or anything to do with you. It is what he is." If only in the face of all that you may see, of a multitude of contradictions in your own life, in weaknesses and imperfections and lack of attainment, you will persistently believe in him as having in himself to bring you through to the end, you will go through in spite of all. We begin to take stock of ourselves, measure ourselves up and say, "Oh, I am not this, and I am not that, and I am not something else, or else I am this and I am that, and all this goes against me." Nothing of all this is to the point at all. The totality of every divine requirement in us is in Christ.